I also wanted to first say hello to everybody. My name is Sean. I'm from the U.S. here in Oregon, the beautiful but rainy Pacific Northwest. Anyway, I really, really, really want to comment about the Braille issue. And the one who said that it is important for people who are deafblind, I couldn't agree more. I know somebody or several people personally that are deafblind, and one of their main sources of communication is using Braille. And I really think that Braille is so important, not only in for the deafblind, but even in everyday use. You know, I know that there are a large percentage of blind people, particularly those that lose their sight later in life, who never learned Braille. But I really think, like a lot of you, it's important for kids to learn Braille. It gives them a sense of, you know, literacy and confidence, you know. I think it's good to be able to put some information on a Braille card so you don't always have to hold an eye device or whatever. It's important to learn and use Braille so that, well, I mean, I'll tell you, when I would sing at the church's choir or for their vocal team, their worship team, I used my Braille display up there on a podium, and I would read Braille. There was no way that I could sit there and listen to Jaws babble to me and try to sing with that, try to listen to the rhythm of things. No, it just was, and forever will be, impossible. Now, if anybody can do it, my hat's off to them, but that's definitely not me. I really feel that Braille is essential to learning. That, you know, labeling stuff like CDs and, I even have try to get my medications and vitamins Braille labeled. I think it is so dangerous if you don't, label it specifically, and you don't get it right, you can really hurt yourself with meds. So I definitely am a firm believer in brailing your medications. Now, some of you in different countries or maybe even different insurance companies here might braille their things. And the Band-Aid brand of Band-Aids brails their boxes, and I'm not sure what else. But anyway, not much is brailled around here in the U.S., medically or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, yes, I think that, you know, for long book reading, if you have finals or whatever, then maybe audio is good. But if you're a proficient Braille reader and you have an opportunity to read Braille, then absolutely you should be able to do that. And nobody should be denied to learn Braille. I even think that some people with visual impairments who are perhaps low partial or are going to lose their sight, they should learn Braille. I believe they would benefit a lot from learning Braille so that, you know, perhaps they wouldn't get eye strain trying to read print that is always too small for them or not bright enough or not contrasting enough or whatever. And, you know, I recognize that people's disabilities, you know, if you're just blind, then there's probably no reason why you can't learn to read Braille. But, you know, trying to say that, well, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but I have somebody in my life who's a parent. And they have told me that penmanship and cursive is no longer really taught. Maybe select letters or something, but it isn't taught. And yet you still need that in today's society. So it's really not good for people to be declaring things obsolete when they actually still have a purpose. I just thought you guys would want to know about the cursive / penmanship thing. You know, they teach the kids to print, but not really to do cursive. And I don't know how long that's been going on, but any length is too long in my book. You know, it's all about the computers. Here are these 8, or these 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds can sit there and put on a PowerPoint presentation, and they can't write cursive. It's sad. It's really sad. And I think that, you know, we are about to do the same thing to our blind children, and that's not good. So, I think people are trying to force Braille to die and say it's old and passé when it's not. And, you know, they say people are afraid of Braille. Well, anything different you're going to be afraid of until you try it, and it's the unknown that's the scary part. So, I don't know. I just think that, you know, all of this technology is great and has a place, but so does Braille. 52 minutes and 28 seconds. Pause recording. And for people to say otherwise is really ridiculous. So, 52 minutes and 13 seconds. Pause recording. I didn't know I had an hour here, but I'm not going to take all of this hour, believe me. But I've just had to say what I really thought about Braille. And, you know, Braille is an essential. It's absolutely a viable tool. You know, I would actually, myself, if I had a Braille display that went with my iPhone, and when I had a working Braille note, I used the Braille mostly. My speech was turned off during classes. I didn't want to be a disruption. And I really felt like I could hear better with both ears tuned on the instructor. You know, I would be taking classes from our church and things of that nature, and I just really think that it's a good thing, you know, to have that Braille and to have that, the option, you know. So what are they going to do? Declare Braille obsolete and therefore make all Braille displays, Braille transcriptionists, Braille printers, etc., obsolete? That's really just bad. And it is. It's like a language that you can put your hands on and touch. That's like saying reading from a regular book is obsolete, or reading is obsolete for the sighted. You know. And, you know, I just think I'm pretty much saying basically what other people have said. It's just that, you know, Braille is extremely important. I think that reading books are extremely important. I think penmanship, all of the old skills are still viable today. And, you know, people are trying to say, oh, move up with the times and da 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 da. Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, yes, you should learn the technology, but don't forget the old tried and true skills that got us through it, you know. What happens if our, you know, here it is. We have all electric stuff in our house. If the electricity goes out, nobody knows how to cook without electricity hardly anymore. So basically, the more we depend on these technological things, the more crippled we are going to be when it goes down, if it doesn't work, you know. And I really think that if we also had Braille, or if we could have a gas auxiliary if the electricity goes out, and, you know, or anything like that. I just think that we think it's all the rave to do all this technology, then we get people dependent on it. Throw away the Braille, throw away the penmanship, throw away the whatever. And our world is now crippled because they don't know how to do the penmanship or the Braille. Anyway, I think that's not good. And so I would be one for trying to keep Braille in the teaching area. And wherever I had to go to get it done, I would have a say in that because I feel strongly about that. I didn't even have a clue that people were trying to take Braille away. And recently I learned through my husband, who's training to be a transcriptionist, that they're trying to do this unified Braille stuff, and already it's been passed and nobody else heard about it. I bet you I didn't hear about it. And they're trying to take away some of our American symbols. In my understanding, I don't know very much about all of that unified Braille stuff, but I don't think we need to necessarily have all the countries united. I think we should, if we have a unified Braille, you know, we should also have the old tried and true, because can you imagine trying to teach all these senior blind people the new Braille? I just think that we need to kind of think about what we're doing here and how drastically that's going to change lives, because you're talking about basic reading here. Oh well. Okay, I've said what I came here to say, that keep Braille. And I agree with a lot of you. I think that we should somehow find a way to speak out and keep the Braille. And not just here on Audioboo, but somehow get heard, you know, to the main powers that be that are trying to say, oh, we don't need to do Braille anymore. We've got all this technology. You know, it's great to discuss that we think Braille should stay, but I think that we should try to actually, whoever can and whoever's in the know or in a place of prominence, start something that basically says, you know, there's a population out here that definitely feels that Braille should be kept in, you know, in the curriculum and not tossed aside, because, you know, you guys all mentioned very valuable and important things, to and including matching clothes labels and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, journaling, whatever you want. And if you didn't want somebody to see it, heck, you know, on these computers, if you don't know that your screen is on, any sighted person can come up and walk behind you and take a look at your screen, you know. I've had it happen to me, you know. I might have been writing something upsetting on Skype, and family comes by and says, what the heck are you writing about? You know, and it's like, I didn't really ask you to look in on my stuff. So, you know, as blind people, we have to be careful and turn our brightness down or try to make sure that it doesn't show up on the screen. I use my screen curtain on my iPhone all the time. So, you know, Braille is just another way that, you know, who's going to read it in your sighted family unless they know Braille? And, you know, it's not as likely for somebody to pop in and read what you're writing, your private thoughts, etc. And, just kind of some thoughts I had about that. Okay, now I'm going to be quiet. Everybody have a great day.